Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gail Gower with Rhyme the Word. I want to speak to you this evening about storm stories. Thank you very much for joining me. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you that you have brought us through the storms in our lives. That Father God, the physical storms that we faced, that you have brought us through. Father, the storms that are going on in our lives, Lord, you give us hope, encouragement, and you bring us through those storms, Father God. And we thank you for all you've done. Lord, I just ask that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Lord, I just ask that you just be with me, Father, as I speak today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, storm stories. Storms in life. We all face them. Storms in the weather, thunderstorms, dust storms, blizzards, tornadoes, or flooding, just to name a few. We can, if given enough time, get shelter from those storms, such as a storm cellar or a move away from the area. Now, I grew up in Oklahoma in a rural community, and we grew up going to the storm cellar. I can remember as I was growing up, my mom used to tell us, it's going to be stormy tonight, so sleep in your clothes and keep your shoes where you can find them. We may have to go to the cellar. One particular night, a storm had come through, and we had already gone to the cellar. Of course, it's like dusty and damp down there. We would grab flashlights or a lantern maybe to have light as we were in the cellar. And the seating was old chairs, maybe older lawn chairs, you know, the fold-up kind with that woven nylon across them. And they weren't the newest ones. They weren't the good ones that we used. They were the older ones because we didn't have to go that often. But whenever we did go, we wanted something to sit on. Sometimes we would take an old quilt to cover up with because it was kind of damp down there. And I can remember one time whenever I was growing up, a storm had come through, and we were already in the cellar. Well, it so happened that some neighbors had come up to join us in the cellar. Well, the storm was already raging, and we were already down there, and all of a sudden I heard someone call my name. I was sitting in one of those lawn chairs. I jumped or startled so hard, I come up out of my seat, and when I went back down, the seat was so old and rickety, I broke right through the nylon webbing thing and then couldn't hardly get myself out of the seat. But we always had the door held with like a chain and a log across it so that if a storm came across, a tornado with suction or something, it couldn't pull open the cellar door. So my dad unchained the door, and we let the neighbors in, and we all survived the storm. But what about the storms in our lives, the storms that are within us, possibly in our minds, are storms that are real that we face, situations that are very real. It might be a physical illness. These are some storms that we face in our lives. I wanted to look up the meaning of the word storm, and as per Webster's New World Basic Dictionary of American English, the word storm means a strong wind along with heavy rain or snow, etc., a heavy fall of rain, a heavy shower of objects, such as a storm of arrows. I don't think I've ever seen that. A strong outburst, storm of protest from the audience. Sometimes that goes on in my mind whenever I get really upset. Or to be angry, rage, or rant, to storm at injustice. That one fits me too. To rush violently or often angrily, such as they stormed out of the house. That one kind of fits me too. To attack with force, they stormed the fortress. What I noticed whenever I looked up the word storm, the word story is right after that. There is different forms. Storm, stormy, stormiest, then story. The word story means an account of some happening, whether true or false. I can let that be me also, because I know that some of the storms in my mind are situations where my mind has this eternal recorder playing, well, if they do this, I'll do that. If they do this, I'll do that. Or I can't believe they said this. I should have said that. What if they say this? I'll say that. Or another account is a made-up tale written down that is shorter than a novel. Well, some of those recordings going on in my mind are made-up tales. A lie or falsehood. Yep, that can be me. A news event or a report. That one probably also is me. So let's look at the scripture today for a storm. We're in Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, he being Jesus, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat on the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. When they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Some of the things that came to my mind whenever I was reading these scriptures and studying it, first of all, it was Jesus' idea to go across. So it was Jesus' idea that led them into the storm. Even though the storm wasn't there whenever they started across, it was his idea to go. There was also other little boats. So sometimes other people are affected when you're in a storm, such as your family. If you're in a storm over your job, maybe you've lost your job. Your family is affected by that through any kind of finances. If you're in some kind of financial bind that's a storm in your life, your family can be affected by that. One thing I also noticed was Jesus was not worried that they were in the storm. He knew the outcome. And Jesus said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And I realized, you know, we're afraid even when Jesus is talking to us, because I know that he is talking to us in the storm, but sometimes we are so centered on the storm that we cannot hear his voice. And then I realized that after he spoke, they feared exceedingly. So we're still afraid, even after Jesus has spoken. In this area of Texas and Oklahoma, or actually the whole state of Texas and Oklahoma, we've just come through a record-setting month of rainfall totals. It has rained and flooded and rained some more. Even as far back as March of this year, Keith and I were hoping it would stop raining long enough that we could get our yard mowed before Keith's sisters came to visit. We did get the yard mowed, except for one corner. And we were talking the other day, and we realized that we don't think that the northwest corner of our lot has been mowed all year because of so much rain that we've received. And we've received so much rain in this area that Lake Texoma, which is nearby where I live, has gone over the spillway and has reached its highest level ever. The lake has only gone over the spillway four times since it was built, 1957, 1990, 2007, and 2015. And this last time is when it was setting records. And it has also closed off several of the roads in the area. But this past Saturday morning, I got up, and, of course, it was raining, but I decided I was going to enjoy it. So I took my Bible, a journal, a book I was reading, some ink pens, something to drink, and I sat in the garage. I opened up the garage door, set up a chair, and got where the breeze could reach me, but the rain could not. And I just sat and read and prayed, and I wrote in my journal as I watched and listened to it rain softly. And I was thinking on these storm stories and what I could talk about in this, and I realized I was enjoying the rain because I knew the outcome. I had already watched the weather report that morning, so I knew that there was not any rain in the forecast for the next week. So the rain was going to pass. The season of rainy weather was coming to a close, and this was the last day of the rain for a while. So it is with the storms in our life. We know that they're going to pass. But while they are raging and going on, we just can't seem to see past the storm and know that it will, pardon me, pass at some point in time. Because the storm may be so strong, so violent, so to speak, that it occupies your mind constantly. For the storms in this area, the effects have run so deep. Some people have lost their family members. People have lost their homes, or their homes have been flooded. Automobiles have been in the floodwaters. But such as myself, this rain, to me, has only actually been a muddy inconvenience. We have not had any damage, and I thank God for that. But we've just been so inconvenienced. But what if we knew the last day of the storm? How would we view that storm? And how differently would we pray to God? So I sat in the garage and enjoyed the cool breeze and rain, and I knew it was the last day of the storm. But the storms in my personal life, some of them, don't have any end in sight. I hope and I pray that it will be the last day of that storm, or actually of several storms, but some of them have raged on for years. Sometimes the storm has raged and it's been almost unbearable. And sometimes it's only been an aggravation. So I thought about the two men in Scripture that built their houses. One built his house upon the rock, and one built his house upon the sand. And they are found in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But to everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. So I think about that and I think, Lord, you know, I want to be the one that builds my house upon the rock. I want to be the one, Lord, that to you when the storms are raging. And I see my life sometimes like a map of the United States, you know, the ones you see like on TV or on the Weather Channel, where you can see the entire country, the entire United States, but different areas are being affected by different storms. Like in one area, people might be having wonderful weather. But then in another area, it might be raining or a hurricane is coming in or dust storms or whatever. And so it's like with our lives where something might be really, really good, like your marriage might be, it might be great, or your finances, you know, you're out of debt, you're doing okay, but your kids are making terrible choices, or it could be your marriage is really struggling, but your kids are doing great. I mean, there's different areas and different ways that it can be a bad, bad storm, or it can just be peace. So I was sitting that in that garage, and I was thinking about my little dogs, Gracie and Portia. And they wait just inside the door to the house. Gracie sits next to the door with her nose right at the edge of the door, waiting for any smell or sound or any indication that I am moving. And so it is with us, kind of when we're in the storm. If we're looking to the Lord, we know that He's there. We may not be seeing Him at that particular time. We may not know that He's moving, but if you keep watching and praying, at some point in time, He is going to move to where you can see it, and you will be rewarded. So I wanted to tell you about a recent trip that I had to Oklahoma City. I was visiting my son up there, and I was spending a couple of nights, and of course, it was back last month when all the storms were going on, and a storm was raging through that area. Now, he has a storm shelter in his garage, not one like I grew up with. It's more like a 4-foot by 6-foot. You just crawl down in it, and there's a built-in bench to sit on, and you pull the top down over you, but it is some protection from the storm. But since a time in my life whenever I had a storm hit the house, I had the effects of a storm. It had actually blown our neighbor's carport across her yard into our yard, and it hit the window next to where I was sitting, studying that morning. And even though the Lord had protected me, because I had been reading scriptures that morning, and I had gotten up, or the Lord spoke to me and told me, it's a bad storm, move away from the window. So I closed my Bible, I got up, and I turned, and I walked away. And as I took only just a couple of steps, the carport, the object, hit in the window next to where I was sitting. It also, one of the poles from that carport, which I didn't realize till later, punctured the roof and the ceiling and came through right next to where I sat at the desk. But since that has happened several years ago, I've really struggled with storms coming through. And so I've really had to really go before the Lord in prayer and get some scriptures to stand on, because the storms just really were bothering me. So here I was going to Oklahoma City and knew that there was storms in that area. Tornadoes had been hitting in that area. And, of course, the terrible tornado that come through and hit Moore several years ago was just devastating. And Isaac doesn't live very far from that area. So I asked Keith, and he had prayed over me. And I had come across a scripture that we actually have on a picture hanging up in our house that I had been quoting and reading to myself whenever the storms were approaching. But whenever I read this one particular time, it stuck out a little bit more than it had before. The scripture is from Psalms 91, verse 4. And he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will take refuge. And as I was reading that, the verse that we have up on our picture reads, he will cover you with his feathers. And before, I had always concentrated on that, cover me with his feathers. But then I realized that it said, he will cover you with his feathers. And that just really ministered to me, because I was just seeing, he will cover me. He will protect me. And I can find refuge. So as I went to Oklahoma City to visit with my son and spend the night with him, the storms were raging, and the weather report had come in, and they had the storm chasers out, and they were talking about there's a tornado in this area. There's a tornado in this area. And it just really surprised me at how much peace I felt. I was so surprised that even though the storm was going on and the tornado sirens were not going off in the area, but there were storms all around and it was raining hard, I just had so much peace over me. And I knew it was because of the prayer and because of the word of God, of He will cover you with His feathers. And I just thank the Lord about that and for what He had done to give me the peace. Now, I have to tell you that I originally had planned to talk about the storm stories a couple of months ago on the blog radio, but an area of my life, the storm was raging so much that I just could not bring myself to talk about it. I couldn't bring myself to talk about the storm going on, and I think it was because maybe I was a little upset with God that He was not controlling the storm like I wanted. Maybe it was my anger, but I just chose to not talk about it. But as God works things out, I got the opportunity to do this again. So I went ahead and decided, you know, God, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And then lo and behold, whenever I decided I'm going to go ahead and talk about the storm stories, yesterday a storm in one area of my life that had been only turbulence for months, it turned into a hurricane. And I came home, I was so upset, and I decided, how am I going to do this? How am I going to overcome this? Or do I back down? And I'll tell you, I had a terrible night. I even cried to my husband whenever I got home. I was so upset. And this morning when I woke up, I thought, you know what, I'm not going to go to work. I am going to call in. But then I decided, no, I'm going to get up. I'm going to make myself go. So I finally got up and I got ready. And as I was driving out of the driveway, I stopped at the end of our driveway to get the mail out of the mailbox. And inside the mail was a thank you card from a lady who I had crocheted a prayer shawl for several months before. She had lost her husband to cancer, and now she's raising her teenage daughter all by herself. And it was almost like God was telling me, your struggle is nothing compared to hers. So I got myself together, and I drove on to work with a different attitude. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short, but I want to leave you with a quote from Pastor Craig Rochelle out of Life Church in Oklahoma City. He said, never let the presence of a storm cause you to doubt the presence of God. And that just really stuck with me, because we can know, even if we're going through storms or struggles in our lives, that God is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And even though the storms are raging, we can have peace with Him. We can pray. We can find peace through the scriptures that we're reading. And God is with us, and He's going to bring us through. And sometimes I think that for myself, one of the reasons I get so upset about some of the storms is that I'm not in control. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be, and it might be harder than I want it to be. And the outcome might not be what I want it to be. But I'm learning slowly as I seem to take this test over and over and over again that God is in control. He does know what is best. And if I will turn my eyes back to Him, get my eyes on Scripture, that the storm is easier to get through. And the storm sometimes is not really a storm. It's just an inconvenience, but in my mind, it's been built up to a storm. So again, never let the presence of a storm cause you to doubt the presence of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank You. I thank You that You are with us in the storms. And Lord, I thank You that we can turn to You, whatever the situation. And Father God, I don't want to belittle anyone's situation, Because, Father, there's some tough stuff out there. People are going through hard things. People have lost their homes. They've lost family members. Father, they're in situations that they can't find any hope. But just help them, Lord, to turn to you, because you are there with them. You will cover them with your feathers, and they can find refuge under their wings and under your wings. And, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that we can come to you at any time. We can open your word. We can quote your word. And that, Father, we can find peace from you. And I thank you, Lord, that you know the outcomes. You know what's best for us, Father God, and that you know what is the answer to all the situations. And help us, Lord, to keep our minds on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I thank you very much for joining. I will be back the first Tuesday of next month, provided I'm not in a storm in my mind and mad at God again like I was last time. Thank you very much for joining, and goodbye.